Good morning. It is 8:41. It's Galesburg's Morning News. Tom Aerdeth, Nick Isher, Tyler has a day off. Well, Friday, a judge in Sangamon County, which includes Springfield, issued a temporary restraining order preventing school districts statewide from requiring students to wear masks in classrooms. There were some other things along with it. There was 140 school districts that participated in the lawsuit. What does that mean here in the state of Illinois? What is going on with it now? What's it going to mean for Galesburg District 205 and others around the area? And joining us to talk more about it this morning is Galesburg District 205 Superintendent Dr. John Asplund. John, good morning. How are you today?
I'm great. Good morning.
Well, you, I know you got to spend just a little time working yesterday. There's a lot involved with this. And I guess the first question would be, okay, you can't follow the mandate anymore, districts. Is that the 140 schools involved in the lawsuit, or is that everybody? And there's where there's a lot of confusion.
Yeah, that's where opinions will diverge. So, I have absolutely no idea how many school law firms there are in the state of Illinois, but dozens, let's say, anyway, if not over 100. So, every school district, I'm sure, was consulting with their attorney. I consulted with three different firms just to kind of triangulate the decision, just to make sure we're doing the right thing. And each of those opinions said that we were not named in the lawsuit, so we should continue to do what we have been doing, even though the judge's decision was a little ambiguous in that regard. So they said their opinion is that's what we should continue to do. And in consultation with the board, we decided that's probably the best thing to do. One, we have attorneys for a reason, so they're there to keep us out of trouble. And two, if this appeal, because the state's appealing it and a decision has to be given by February 17th, if the appeal comes back and says, no, the judge was wrong, we felt like it would be really difficult to put the toothpaste back in the tube on that. So if people just started going mask-free, trying to go, we're going back now, we felt like that would be really difficult. But Also, as I said, it coincided with what our legal opinion was.
And one of the things that they had to consider, I'm sure, is also scary for the district is that, it does, as you said, the language seems ambiguous. And is it every district or is it just the 140? And if it's not just the 140, it's like, okay, now we enforce it. Are we going to get sued?
Exactly.
And so there's so much to consider.
Well, and unfortunately, when we talked to the three different law firms, they all said, look, you could get sued either way. They said, so at the end of the day, we feel like this course of action has more solid legal footing. So if you're doing something to avoid being sued, it's probably not either path. There probably wasn't a path, but they said, this is what we believe to be the safest path for the school district right now, given what we understand.
And there's so much else to consider. I mean, this would not fall under your guys, but, even like with the IHSA, does that affect them and what they do and their call for athletics and things like that? Well, which the one thing I suppose it would not affect is the school district's decision, even if the attorneys decided, okay, no, we can't enforce it, so we won't force the students. But that's not to say that at games you could not enforce it still with fans. That's a completely different thing.
That's a whole other argument. And the attorneys were pretty noncommittal on that one. Like, look, that's a private group. You're a part of it. It's paid for with state money, but there's also private schools. And it's a little bit more ambiguous there in terms of what if a mask optional school is playing a mask requiring school? How does that work? We're still working through that, I'll be honest with you.
Which I think we saw that during the Iowa-Illinois shootout, which was
absolutely
rather interesting. Yeah.
Iowa teams were maskless.
Which was kind of, it was almost strange to see the highlights there of that. But I'm sure there's plenty other that happens along the border, whether it's with Iowa,
Indiana. Missouri,
Wisconsin, also.
Whatever.
So, pretty interesting. Dr. John Asplund, Galesburg District 205 Superintendent, joining us here this morning. So at this point, until I guess the appeal, but then even with that, I mean, with the appeal, even after that, say that they uphold what the judge decided, then we're going to be back at square one as we are today, right?
That's a great summary. Yeah. So, we put out a short letter to families last night just saying, we're waiting on the appeals court decision and we're going to abide by the rule of law, whatever that is. So if the appeals court upholds the judge's decision and they say now it applies to the state of Illinois, and our attorneys say, you know what, they're right. Okay, then yeah. That's what we need to do. So you know, we need to follow the law, whatever that is. And so, you know, everybody's personal opinions on whether it's a good idea or not is kind of out the window. We're just trying to follow what is legal. And, you know, there really isn't any long-standing legal opinion here because this has only been going on for 2 years. So yeah. Everybody's kind of, you know, building the bridges they walk on it. So it's really difficult to count on anything right now.
Yeah, you know, and it's so interesting. And going back, I know we talked a little bit about it when it came into play and the other superintendents around the area as well. No matter your feeling or opinion on it as a school board, as a superintendent, as a teacher, as an administrator, whatever, it didn't matter. You had to follow it. You cannot lose your funding from the state of Illinois or be you know, lose your accreditation. That, I mean, you had no choice. You know, it's I remember seeing comments when a local superintendent who has now left his district, oh, now we're going to get rid. Well, he tried to, you know, initially, yeah, we're not going to follow it. And then, yeah, no, we have to. Right. You had no choice in the matter.
Right. Yeah, I mean, you know, just like everybody else, I mean, superintendents have their own opinions. It's just that's not really pertinent.
Right.
I mean, I'm not a lawyer. And so, you know, we're doing what our attorneys advise us to do. I think there are certainly a lot of people out there that assume that mine or our opinion is one way. And, you know, they could be surprised that it's not. But it's just this is how we have to be and we have to uphold the law. And, you know, I can tell you this in conversations with superintendents, I can tell you that they're all over the place.
Yeah.
I mean, there are definitely people who feel strongly one way and people who feel strongly the other way and people in the middle. So, you know, it's not like school board members and superintendents are going, oh, yeah, we believe this, so we're doing this. Like, no, we're all just trying to figure it out at this point. And you know, everybody's still, you know, trying to basically get through the day because we're all tired of it.
Yeah.
And you know, we'd all just like it to go away. It just hasn't yet. And so, you know, we continue to go forward. But, you know, it was frustrating that the decision came down at Friday afternoon. And then, you know, here we are having to implement it Monday morning. And, you know, that's not fun, you know, spending your weekend doing this when you're like, oh, man, I didn't anticipate that. Yeah. And so there's that factor into it, too. And, you know, we have a wonderful school board who made themselves available so that I could contact each of them individually so that we could kind of make sure we were doing what we needed to do going forward. But, you know, everybody's given other free time on the weekend to try to figure this thing out when the judge throws it down on Friday afternoon at 4. So, you know, yeah. it gets real difficult.
Yeah. Dr. John Asplund, Galesburg District 205 superintendent, joining us here this morning. Yeah, that you know, that was the thing. Yeah, Friday afternoon, 4 o'clock. Would have been much better on a Monday or something where you had a few days and you'd have the weekend. But you know, that just kind of threw a new level or a new monkey wrench into it in that they were not, like, as you said, the language was somewhat ambiguous. What, you would think, why didn't it say, yes, these 140 districts filed the lawsuit, but this is all school districts? Why, right. Why weren't they more specific? Because now, well, does it or doesn't it?
I think it's because nothing can be easy right now.
Well, right,
I mean,
right.
I think that's really right. Where we are. Like, I believe me, we were all asking that question. Like, why is this still ambiguous? Because when this lawsuit was filed back in the late fall, you know, we knew what school districts were named in it, and District 205 wasn't one of them. And so we'd been told all along, well, this doesn't even apply to you. Don't worry about it. And then when the ruling came out on Friday, there were some statements in there that kind of made it look like she'd said, with a wink and a nod, oh, by the way, this applies to everybody, when really she didn't have standing to do that because she was only supposed to be ruling on that case with those people.
Oh, okay.
And yeah. So, you know, nobody is – no. Well, I'm sure there's somebody is, but I haven't heard of anybody questioning the judge's right to issue the TRO, the temporary restraining order. Sure. And if the district had been named and said, no, you can't do it, well, that's easy. Okay.
Right.
You know, the judge says you can't do it, so we're not going to do it. I don't think anybody's quarreling with that. It's then the next statement that came out that says, oh, by the way, this applies to everybody. And our attorneys were like, no, it doesn't, because that's not what the judge's jurisdiction is. Her jurisdiction is only for those people that are named in the case. And so nobody was really sure why she added that other sentence in there. And if she hadn't, you know, we all could have had our weekends back. But that's what she decided to do. And so, you know, here we are today trying to figure out what to do.
Yeah, just complicating the situation. So, I mean, and you know, without, if it was just the 140, like, which would make sense, that's who the case was about, that's
sure.
Who filed it,
yep.
Would make sense. So then it would take, yeah, and it's also interesting. So it wouldn't be a case where somebody in the general public could – I don't know what would happen if they say, well, the district's still doing it, but this ruling says that. Yeah, I suppose if they took you to court, they may win, but you just don't know. And as you said, you have to take the best advice of your attorneys and the different firms you consulted with.
Yeah, I mean, that's really all we know to do is just – ask our attorneys, and as I said, we asked three different firms just because we wanted to make sure that we know there's differing opinions out there. So with all three firms that we consulted with, they were unanimous. They didn't know that, but you know, they weren't speaking to each other, but they were all unanimous in that no, your safest course of action is to continue doing what you're doing because you were not a named party in the suit.
Yeah.
So that's why we did, and that's why some districts went the other way. It's, you know, once again, if we were named in the suit, yeah, that's what you got to do. That's absolutely the right thing to do.
Yeah, I don't think there were any districts in the immediate area. There was some Peoria area.
United.
Oh, United was, okay. Yeah. And there was some
Dunlap,
others in the Peoria area.
Limestone.
Yeah, and a lot going south.
Yeah, a lot south.
Yeah, because yeah. It's with the, what's the name, Darren Bailey.
Greenville down
yeah.
there.
Yeah,
that
it,
well, and,
yeah.
North Clay, I guess mm-hmm. is where he's from, Louisville or whatever.
Yeah, somewhere down. Way down there.
Way down there where.
Kentucky Oys or
exactly.
something like that.
Exactly, where it doesn't snow much down
exactly,
there.
Exactly. Dr. John Asplund, Galesburg District 205 Superintendent, joining us here this morning. I know it hadn't been all that long since we talked. Anything else better to talk about, better going on that's not quite as complicated? Well, we just had, of course, Jeff Houston in for the Galesburg Area Vocational Center,
yeah.
Career and Technical Education Month, and that is such a such a great thing that the district has done for not only Galesburg and Galesburg High School students but for area students as
yeah.
well. Yeah,
yeah, that's and I, we're so thrilled that Jeff was able to go back into that position where his real passion is, and he was here with Ken today, Ken Springer, and they work really well together, and that's a definite positive that we've been able to transform our vocational center into something that really approaches the skills that our young adults need today. So that's a huge plus for the school district and for the community and for the county and for the bi-county. I mean, it's really, it's for many, many people. It's not just for Galesburg. It's for all the school districts around us. So that's a huge positive. Yesterday and the day before, we had the junior high play going on over at Lombard. You know, that was a great success, and that's a great thing. And this week we have a big week of basketball. Obviously, yeah. Tomorrow night we're playing Rock Island at home, and the girls are finishing up
yeah.
their regular
senior
season.
Night, Wednesday night,
senior,
yeah.
Senior night, yeah. Wednesday night. You know, we're going. Coach Massey's going for this is 20, right? This is does he have 19 right?
Yeah,
now?
Yep. Yeah. Picked up. It was 20 on
was
Saturday.
20
on Saturday.
So
yeah, 20, 20 and 10 now.
Thank
yeah.
You.
So yeah.
Yeah. So he's approaching 1,000 wins.
Yeah.
Or 962,
I think, now after that one.
Yeah. I don't know if anybody's told you this, but we were told the other day too that Mike Rux has over 500 JV wins.
That does not surprise me one bit.
I mean, so we're like 1,500.
That's pretty amazing.
Basketball wins in our coaching program at the
high school. And when we were at Canton last Tuesday night, they have a big sign up in Alice Ingersoll Gym. How many wins? The boys program has the girls program 500 some wins total
yeah.
So
yeah so that's a big deal, obviously.
Yeah.
And we're believe it or not, we're going to get into the regional tournament, and I guess I also don't want to short shrift our swimmers have had an undefeated
right.
season, our
yeah.
wrestlers have had an unbelievable season, it's really been our cheerleaders have had an unbelievable
yeah.
season. It's really been a super successful winter extracurricular program at Galesburg High School, and our junior high programs are working through the new no longer Churchill Lombard and having two different teams that are black and silver and going through that, and that's been a really healthy process that the coaches have really been heavily involved in, and I think that'll pay dividends down the road, and so things are going really well there, and the building project is coming along, and I'm heading there after I get done here to go see what's new there, but we feel really good about that, and there's a lot of things that are really fantastic going on in the schools, and it's just I guess it's doubly frustrating that we're spending most of our time talking about this thing that nobody wants to talk about, but it
right.
just kind of keeps being put in front of us.
Yeah, absolutely, and it's not going away yet. We'll find out again by the 17th, and then it may open a whole another can of worms.
Yeah,
we
don't really know where we're going to be on the 18th
yeah.
of February. We just know that we're going to do whatever our legal team tells us to do to stay, as responsible to the taxpayers as we can, because we don't. You know, we can always get sued. The point is we don't want to lose.
Yeah.
So,
absolutely.
You know, obviously the goal is to never be sued, but we can't control that. So, you know, but we just want to make sure that we're doing everything we can to be as legal as humanly possible.
Another great thing, we have a week in the middle of February or early February where we're going to have actually some decent temperatures this week.
Yeah, it's going to melt a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, it's really going to be maybe the first taste of spring coming up, and that's going to be a positive thing. And I guess one other thing, you know, we don't get to talk too many times about Illinois basketball being good.
Oh,
so we're
yes.
in first place. We're
yes.
in first place in the Big Ten. I feel like it's 1989 again. But
Coach Massey didn't want to talk much about it. He that game against Wisconsin last week, but that's
yeah.
all right.
Wisconsin and Indiana.
Yes.
Now we play Purdue tomorrow night. That's
absolutely.
A huge,
yeah.
that's a huge
that
one.
Is a big
that
one.
That probably
yeah.
won't work out.
Yeah.
But, you know,
well,
it's still.
Yeah, because
right
it's at Purdue
it's
also.
It's at Purdue.
But that's all right. All right.
So, no, a lot of great things yeah. going on. Really, a lot of great things going on in the state. A lot of great things going on in Galesburg. A lot of great things going on in Knox County. And, you know, we'd love to be able to just talk about those things and at some point we will, but right
yes.
now this is still something we're going to be dealing with for the next at least couple of weeks, and then
yeah.
maybe it'll be over. I don't know. I mean,
we'll
it could
see.
Be. We'll see.
Dr. John Asman, Galesburg District 205 Superintendent. John, thank you as always. Appreciate your time.
Thank you.